was feeling terribly frustrated. I just couldn't break through. And, you know, it would always get down to the last two or three people at every audition I went to, but I could never get the part. And I just started to think, oh, well, this is hopeless. I clearly don't have what it takes to even, you know, I just wanted to earn a living, you know.
That's right.
And it was a chance meeting with him, and I was sort of bemoaning this fact to him. And he... wonderful chap, was telling me his own kind of difficulties in getting on in the business, because, you know, he's kind of quite laid back. He's short in stature like me for a man. And he was having problems in the theatre as well and couldn't get the parts he wanted. And he was telling me all about his life and struggles and how he managed to break through with... the film Mrs. Robinson, you know.
Yes.
And he gave me some very good sort of advice, in audition advice, really, techniques and what to do and how to, you know, to... It was just really good, sound advice. And I thought, well, I don't know, I'll give it a go. And when the auditions for Evita came along, I employed all the things that he told me prior to going for the auditions. Things, for example, like, you know, I'm not very good in the mornings and I don't really like singing in the morning because it takes so long for my voice to warm up, blah, blah, blah. And he said to me, well, don't audition in the morning. And I said, yeah, but I'm nobody. I can't make those kind of rules and regulations about when I'm to be seen by people. I have to go when I'm asked. And he said, no, you don't. He said, just tell your agent you don't want to sing in the morning. So I thought, well, I'll try it. It's worth try.
Yes.
And so that's, and with Evita, that's exactly what I did. I said to my agent I couldn't be seen in the mornings because I just wasn't going to be workable for me.
Yeah.
And so every time I went for the audition for Evita, it would be in the afternoon. So I would have had the whole morning to warm up and get prepared and so on. And of course, I did get the job. So I was always forever grateful to him, really, because in a way, I think a lot of the advice that he'd given me that, you know, it paid off in terms of me getting that job.
Fantastic.
And so he was, you know, every career, I think there are people along the way that... you know, are pivotal people in your life that help you and send you down a road or a path or suggest something to you that helps you make a move forward.
Yes. And of course, he was there on the opening night of Evita without you realising
it. Well, that was the extraordinary thing, really, in that I felt that the journey from meeting him and him offering up this advice to that opening night, I didn't know he was in the audience. But in fact, he was the first person backstage afterwards to congratulate me. And he poked his head round the door of my dressing room and said, you got there, didn't you?